I'm joined by Seamus Butler, Fianna Fáil candidate in the Longford area. Seamus, you were unlucky to lose out in 2009. What brought you back for more punishment this time?
Well, I suppose the fact that I was so unlucky, if you want, and I've been very, very active in the last 4.5 years. And to be quite honest, Johnny, I'd prefer to be where I am on the outside for the last 4.5 years with my integrity intact, compared to what some of them did to get elected the last time. However, to be effective in your local community, and especially with the alignment of local government going the way it is, I think you have to be an elected member. And that is often thrown at me in the last 4.5 years, is you're not an elected member, you can't do this, you can't do that. So I believe, and I've always been active in the community, is to be most effective is you want to be an elected member. And that's why I'm going forward on this occasion.
And do you think that Seamus Butler, over the next term, if you're successful and you get elected, what did you feel in 2009 there was unfinished business? What would you be bringing to this council that's been missing for the last term because you weren't there?
Well, I feel that we've gone through extraordinarily difficult economic times, and there isn't enough people who are involved in business, especially exporting businesses and manufacturing and that, involved in local politics or indeed national politics. Because you get people who come from completely different areas, who've never run, you know, multi-million euro companies or that sort of thing, have no idea how money is really made. And that's what I would bring to the table here. I think that you need the business perspective. When I was there before, I was co-opted first in 2003, and I won election in 2004. The rates, commercial rates in County Longford were going up 7-8% a year. By the time I was there 2 years, we had them down to 2-3%.
And is that something you feel you were responsible for?
Certainly I was extremely instrumental in that occurring, because I used to go through the budgets and spend a day working out the ratios, whereas, to be quite honest, some of the members didn't really understand what was going on and what the process of striking the rate was.
And in that term, up till 2009, there, what would you have said, looking back now, would you say was an achievement? I mean, if you're looking for re-election now, what can you look back and tell people, when I was there, I did something? What would you regard as your best achievement?
Well, certainly I would look at the business element of it and the investment in that area. I think going forward, looking at the local kind of enterprise offices going back into the council, this should be an effective forum for attracting investment inwards into Longford. Remember the 2004 to 2009 period. It was only in the latter 18 months or so that the country was running into trouble. It was boom time, and things were very effective. The retail was full. Whack, everything was going well, employment was almost full, so there weren't a lot of difficulties in that respect. I mean, myself and Dennis Glennon were the only two councillors that didn't draw extra expenses, and the irony, for example, is that we fought it out for the last seat. So I don't know if there's a lesson there, but I would bring that back, and part of my platform is that there should be an annual report on each member's expenses, and those expenses should be capped, because I believe that's taxpayers' money and that's ratepayers' money. It's not the money of the councillors to play with.
You mentioned there that you were in your last time as a councillor, it was in a lot of the boom times. Mm. And that then, you know, the council has had a much more difficult time recently. Mm. Yet, you know, a lot of people are going to look at you and they're going to say, look, Seamus Butler, you may have good business acumen, you may have lots of talents to bring to the council. Mm. If that's the case, then surely you also know that the very party you're standing for, Fianna Fáil, was responsible for driving the economy out of that boom and into an absolute pit that's given business and given communities and given the problems that have happened in the last while. So how do you square that? I mean, isn't there a case to say, Seamus, that really you should step out of Fianna Fáil, or Fianna Fáil should just give up the ghost on this?
Well, the way I look at Fianna Fáil, it's a bit like being a member of the Catholic Church. I don't agree with everything that it does by any manner or means, and I certainly didn't agree with what it did during the boom period. If Fianna Fáil, and indeed...
Did you voice that at any time?
I did. I had my Joe Kennedy moment in 2006. You know that Joe Kennedy, when the Shushan boy told him that he was what to do with his shares, Joe Kennedy said I should get out of shares in 1929. I went into the Bank of Ireland in Longford, and there was a big placard up on the counter, and it said, do you want to go on holidays? And I thought, my God, they're lending money for people to go on holidays, not even an asset like perhaps a car or something like this. And in fact, I saw it then as a huge Ponzi scheme, a pyramid scheme, is that they were borrowing European money to give to Irish people to take out of the country and spend perhaps back in Europe. And I said to my wife when I went home, I said, this country is finished, and I did voice it. But if they had done, and remember, the opposition parties that are now in government were even bigger cheerleaders. For example, Fine Gael proposed that the removal of stamp duty altogether on houses to encourage the market. You know, so, I mean, they're late converts, Pauline conversions, if you want. But I, in my own business, we paid off every penny we owed during the good times, such that we had a strong balance sheet and we had reserves going into the recession. And that's perhaps why we've survived today. And if that example was brought by government, and that's the sort of thing I'll bring to local government as well.
Recently, you made the point in press release that about rural post offices, where you have defended the need to keep rural post offices open. Is that in the modern age, is that really feasible, that the government should be keeping rural post offices open via the Department of Social Welfare?
Well, they should be supporting them in that an awful lot of people, we know this through my chairmanship of Longford Community Resources over the year, that rural Ireland is getting a very, very raw deal. I mean, that there's members of the opposition talking about, you know, older people in rural areas not being safe. Yet they champion the closure of the rural Garda stations. And what if they saved? I think 2.3 million is all they've shaved off the budget for all the closure of these. Now, if one or two older people are attacked, that's a very, very poor spend of saving 2.3 million. From that point of view, I think you should also be supporting the rural post offices. There are still, the profile of a lot of rural areas is still, there are elderly people who don't have access to the internet, like the younger people. They don't have, a lot of them are pensioners. They need to collect their pension, physically collect their pension, rather than getting paid into a bank account somewhere else. And it is also the social need to have a centre in a village or in a larger parish.
Okay, but just on that, because here's where I feel one of your worlds come together. You have business acumen as an employer and as somebody, and you stand very strongly on that. On the other hand, there's a social need in society as well. Now, this question of just rural post office, just like your opinion on this, that an awful lot of people who are unemployed, one of the greatest, most degrading things that they will face when you lose your job or you lose your business is to have to stand in line at a post office for a cash payment, when the same payment could be made into your bank account, and it's easier to monitor it, it's easier to find fraud, but the Department of Social Welfare is simply paying those in to keep those post offices open, and that unemployed people are being used as a chip in that. Is that something you think could be looked at?
Well, sir, what I'd say first, Johnny, in that if you're self-employed, you're not automatically entitled to social welfare or job seekers, and you have to apply a special means test, and there's very few self-employed people. So I always say to people who work with me is that if they lose their job, and they have, because we've made a lot of people redundant, unfortunately, it's unfortunate. But if I lose my job, it's tragic. And I think that's very unfair, is that self-employed people who create jobs and create taxes through PRSI and PAYE for the taxpayer and for the government don't have an automatic entitlement to social welfare. So you won't be seeing me queuing at a post office. Having said
for,
that...
For only a year, though, Seamus, in reality.
I think people should be given the choice. If they wanted to transfer it directly into a bank account, that should be done. But there are people that physically want to, and that, as I said, generally is in an older cohort of people in rural Ireland. And the post office does other things. It has savings, it has even currency exchange and all of these sort of things, where the banks have pulled out of, you know, smaller towns and things like that. The post office, in effect, is the equivalent of the bank. It has a lot more services than just social welfare, you know.
Another issue that I know you've been talking about in this election, and I want to get the heart of here, is you've talked about leader funding, that if you're elected, you want to see leader funding delivered to Longford in a timely fashion. That would suggest that in your view, this is not happening and there's a hold up somewhere and somebody's not doing their job in putting the money into Longford from the leader funding in a timely fashion. Where is that hold up? Who's the cause of it?
Well, I mean, it's very easy to say it's departments in government. What has happened is the previous five-year leader programme, the Rural Development Programme, it was called on this occasion, completed its funding on the 31st of December 2013. There has always been a hiatus there, and the negotiation is going with Europe and the government because there's contributions from both into what's known as leader funding. I have an intimate knowledge of this as being chairman of Longford Community Resources for over 6 years. And it's unusual that a business person would get involved in community organisations like that. But what I'm afraid of is there is a power grab on the leader funding by local authorities via the minister, Mr. Phil Hogan, so that there'll be another layer. At the moment, the department operate through a kind of not-for-profit organisation called Pubble. Pubble administer down to the local development companies, which are voluntary boards, and we were voluntary. I was always voluntary chairman there, and that's the strength of it, and it's the bottoms up. Now they're proposing that perhaps the leader funding would be given to the new local community development committees, LCDCs.
But why would they listen to Seamus Butler that they're not listening to people now?
Well, there's a huge movement in the local development companies throughout the country, not unique to Longford, to every county in the country, bar the actual cities where the rural development programme doesn't operate. It operates in the rest of rural Ireland. That this is a sustained attack on the bottoms-up approach that's been there for 17, 18 years. The expertise is there, all the equipment is there to operate this programme, and now they're talking about taking it away. And they're also talking about the local community and development programme, which has been administered by the likes of Longford Community Resources, that will have to be bidded for, and private companies, privatise it, could come in. Companies, UK companies, Australian companies could come into Ireland to administer these programmes, yet the voluntary boards and voluntary...
That hasn't worked well in other sectors, has it?
But this is... They don't seem to learn. Why are they proposing it? It's crazy. And this has to be said. And I have an intimate knowledge of this, having been operated as the chair. And for years before, for about 7 or 8 years, I was chairman of the evaluation committee for the leader fund. So I've worked in that milieu for quite a period of time. We've just lost the rural transport. It's gone to Westmeath, along with the VEC. You know, is anyone shouting stop in Longford? Is anybody fighting for Longford?
And would you say that that's been lacking in Longford County Council in the last term?
Well, you name any huge thing they have done in the last 5 years, it's pretty thin on the ground. There's no vision, and there's no apparent vision, and there's no apparent leadership. We've had a Fine Gael dominated local authorities, Johnny, for 15 years, and what have they got to show for it in Longford? But one decline after another, one loss after another.
But that's easy to blame Fine Gael and say, look, they have failed in us. But what would Seamus Butler be able to do? Have you got that vision? Can you put that vision before the people, before this election, rather than saying we need a vision, say I have the vision?
Okay, two things, if I may. One is a vision for Connolly Barracks, which I have been promulgating along with my chairmanship of the restoration of St. Mel's Cathedral. On the back of that, we ran two courses for upskilling and for apprenticeship in traditional building skills, which were needed, like lime plastering and masonry and skills like that. The accreditation had to come from Scotland, from the Scottish Quality Authority. So nobody was doing it in Ireland. This is a niche that Longford could hit on. There's over 8 listed buildings in Connolly Barracks, so there'll be about 10 years practical work. And I have this vision that maybe in 6 or 7 years you would see everything from a master's in conservation to an apprenticeship in skills being held in the All-Ireland School of Conservation Skills based in Connolly Barracks, Longford, and people not only coming from all over the country, but coming from overseas perhaps. And for once, Longford would get an idea of what a centre of excellence is. Remember, Kilkenny started in the 1950s with 2 workshops, and it's now synonymous with design. Whereas Longford could be that. We may not get there as quick as we like, but if you haven't got the vision, it's just not going to happen. And I believe it can happen, and I believe I could be an integral part of the delivery of that. The second thing is, nobody is selling Longford as an inward destination for investment from an industrial point of view. When I was last a councillor, I asked the IDA at a meeting, how many times did they bring a company to Longford directly? Not going somewhere else first. And the answer was, never. If you have goods in a shop, You don't bring somebody to another shop first to try and sell your goods. You bring them directly to it. And they've also admitted that in the last 3 years, they have not bought any company to Longford. So in other words, we're a complete political backwater. We've been totally ignored. And if we don't do it for ourselves, nobody else is going to do it for us. No tablets are going to be delivered from on high. Therefore, I have already commissioned from Crooked Line Films in Longford, Shane Crossan, a promotional video, which is available on the Chamber of Commerce website, through the Chamber of Commerce in my presidency there, to promote Longford. On the back of that, if I am elected, I would require that Longford County Council and its through the auspices of its new enterprise office, the local enterprise office, will form a group that will go out and physically sell Longford as an inward destination. I'm 25 years exporting. I have product in 38 different countries. If I can sell my sewage treatment plants overseas, I can sell Longford as a destination for inward investment. And we're not looking at the huge multinationals. The mid-cap companies, 100 jobs here, 90 jobs there, over a 2 or 3 year period. And we can start turning this town and county around.
Seamus Butler, thank you very much.